In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Going to be talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
I can't complain. So, nice weather out.
Yes, the weather this week is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, if we can just keep that.
Keep the rain away that's supposed to be coming at the end of the week.
Exactly. Just this nice, warm, sunny weather. But this is March, and we talked in February. This is March now, and it's also National Nutrition Month. So I guess a pretty good time we can take a closer look at the newly released 2020 to 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. What exactly is this?
So the Dietary Guidelines for Americans is just a way that to provide advice on what to eat and drink to promote health, meet all of our nutrient needs, and prevent some of those preventable diseases. They are released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services every 5 years, and they're a little delayed because of COVID, but we're getting the 2020 guidelines here in 2021, but they're released every 5 years to reflect the current body of research and what that suggests, and it's a big committee gets together made up of health professionals, dietitians, scientists, and they review. They reviewed over 270,000 articles, research articles, to come to a consensus of what we need as Americans in our diet to make up a healthy diet. So these guidelines are really intended for health professionals like dietitians to use as a way to advise on dietary patterns. And they're also used by policymakers to make guidelines for organizations like WIC and SNAP and the National School Lunch Program and Breakfast Program. But these guidelines, they're also important for us as consumers, too, just to give us some sort of framework of what it looks like to eat a healthy diet.
Right. And now I see they read 270,000 articles and used those in their research. And this is scientific-based. Do they use taste testers in there?
I don't know the answer to that question, but they should, shouldn't they?
Right, because taste is important too, you know.
It is. I always say that. And, you know, all this research that goes into what's healthy, but food isn't as simple as medicine. We don't just take a pill to eat our meals. Food is different than that. So finding a way that we can still fit a healthy diet into an enjoyable diet.
Right. I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. 9:36. Again, we're talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. March is National Nutrition Month, and we're talking about the recently released 2020 to 2025 or 2021 to 2025 Dietary Guidelines for America. Provide advice on what to eat, drink, and promote health, nutrition, and prevent disease. And I guess that's kind of, you know, why these dietary guidelines are so important.
These dietary guidelines are super important, and especially for health professionals. But what we eat and drink really has a profound impact on our health. And in the U.S., over half of our adult population has at least one preventable chronic illness, and many of these are linked to poor food choices and low activity levels. And the science used to create these dietary guidelines are based on studies that examine that direct relationship between the diet and the health across all of our life stages. So they are super important, and they it really just gives us a framework to go off of and going out there and educating people on their health.
Right, kind of gives you an idea on a little bit better of, you know, what people that study this have come across during their studies and their research.
Yeah, because not all of us have the time to read 270,000 articles of research.
No, I know I wouldn't.
So they take all of that and they condense it into something that we can really work with.
Okay. As we said, this was recently released, this set, and what are some of the new things about these recommendations maybe that we haven't seen in some of the past ones?
Yeah, so in the past, the dietary guidelines have talked a lot about adult nutrition, and we've never really had a good framework for all of the life stages. So that's something new that they've come out in these new dietary guidelines. So the life stages and are broken down by the various stages of life. It gives information about infants and toddlers. This is brand new, and before, people were just kind of trying to come up with the right portion sizes and what we need to feed our infants and toddlers. So it talks about infants and toddlers. It gives an age bracket of children and adolescents, 2 to 18 years old, adults. It also has an entire section on pregnancy and lactation. The new guidelines really recognize that pregnancy and lactation is a time where you need more calories and nutrients, so more guidelines have been provided on that. And then also a section on older adults, 60 plus years old. So that's, and you know, some of the themes that kind of span all the life stages is following a healthy dietary pattern, which is outlined throughout the whole guidelines, and then making sure that you can get nutrient-dense foods that fit your taste. You know, you mentioned earlier, did they do a taste test when they were doing all these research articles? And they do talk a little bit about how we need to customize it to fit the person's needs and not so much, you know, we have cultural traditions and budget considerations and taste preferences. And so it talks a lot about how you can still eat a healthy diet even with some restraints in that area. And then making sure that we're, you know, hitting all the food groups and limiting some of those bad foods like things, beverages and high in added sugar or saturated fat and sodium, and limiting alcoholic beverages and things like that.
Hence, we go back to the taste, but those are the good ones, right? The sugary foods, the...
Yeah, and you notice it says limit those foods. Don't cancel them. We can still have them. It's all about moderation.
Right. I did find a way to enjoy, you know, fried foods without the detrimental health aspect of it. As I bought an air fryer, and
yeah, that's a really popular thing that people are doing, and we're finding all sorts of ways to be healthier in our lives.
So I found you can cook a lot of things in an air fryer.
Oh, absolutely. Almost everything.
Well, obviously, you work for the Dairy Council. How do we fit dairy into this? Is one of the it's still one of the five food groups, so how do we fit this in there?
Yeah, so like you said, dairy still stands alone as one of the five food groups. There's dairy, protein, fruits and vegetables, our whole grains, and it's still fitting into those food groups. And the dietary guidelines really highlight each life stage and how it relies on dairy foods. So dairy foods is still prominent in these new guidelines, and that's all based on those 270,000 articles worth of research. So they really talk about, you know, infants around 6 months of age, they can start on cheese and yogurt, and that can offer a variety of textures and flavors and nutrients that are important for the development. And then when children turn one, they're allowed to start drinking milk, and that provides essential fats, calories, and nutrients for that rapid brain development that they have at that age. And then also during pregnancy, things like choline and iodine are really important, and those are things that, that dairy can offer that, that group of people as well. And then in older adults, protein and vitamin B12 are typically very underconsumed, and by consuming 3 servings of dairy a day, both of which are rich in vitamin B12 and protein, then that can really close those nutrition gaps as well. So it can really, you know, dairy can play a role in every life stage highlighted in these new guidelines.
Right. So just making sure, making sure we get all the nutrients we need.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially with some of the nutrients of concern have been in the past and with these new guidelines are vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. Those are 3 of the 4 identified nutrients of concern. And milk, cheese, and yogurt provide all of those. So that's a great plus with the dairy foods as well.
Right. I think you mentioned, but dairy foods also pair well with the other 4 food groups.
Yeah, and that also helps with that last nutrient of concern, which is fiber. And dairy pairs well with grains, which have a lot, you know, whole grains have a ton of fiber. Fruits and vegetables have a ton of fiber. So we're hitting that fourth nutrient of concern as well by pairing dairy with other foods.
Now we talk about how much. How much dairy is recommended each day?
That's a great question. And it's kind of confusing because dairy is a lot of different foods. We have yogurt and cheese and milk, and they all have different serving sizes. So a serving size of milk dairy is 8 ounces of milk, and the serving size of yogurt is also 8 ounces. But 1.5 ounces of cheese is a serving size of cheese. And then as adults, we need 3 servings of those a day, and whatever combination works best for you. But for toddlers, it's anywhere between 2 and 3 servings, depending on how big your toddler is. And then for children 2 to 8 years old, 2.5 servings. And then 9 years and up, we need those 3 servings to get all those nutrients in.
Right. My problem is, the weight aspect, I try and think, okay, like cheese, for example, how many slices of cheese, you know, things like that. But
yeah, and trying to keep track of all of your calories and things like that, I think that's common for most people. But I always tell people, you know, pick your foods by the company they keep. And dairy keeps the company of a lot of nutrients, where there's some other foods out there that keep not so many nutrients in their pocket. So,
right. Now, how can people customize these are recommendations, you know, I mean, they're not, you know, it's not something you have to do, but they're recommendations. How can people customize them in their own lives?
Yeah, so you have to make sure that it fits your lifestyle, right? I mean, no diet is going to last if it doesn't fit your lifestyle. So whether it's fitting your taste preferences or if you have a cultural preference, I know, you know, my grandma's really super German, and she has very specific cultural preferences when it comes to food. And then also budgetary concerns, too. And dairy really does fit into all of these, especially because milk is a bargain compared to some of the other things on the market. So a glass of milk generally costs less than 25 cents a glass, but also contains 9 essential nutrients. And making sure that, you know, you're getting 3 servings in of those a day, you're making sure you're getting ton of good nutrients while not breaking the bank too. But also, you know, customizing your needs, you need to eat foods that you enjoy. So making sure you're getting in your 5 food groups, but enjoying them too. So, you know, if you're a person that just doesn't love to just drink milk, some people are like that. Maybe sneaking in yogurt into a recipe or cheese into a recipe is the way that you can get all 5 of your food groups in. You know, nutrition just isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. There's different ways to do it, and you just have to find what really works for you.
Right. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll get another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 6 minutes left in the program this morning, talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and talking about March being National Nutrition Month, and month-long nutrition education information campaign that's created by the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Now, this month, I guess, actually was started back in 1973. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it started way back in 1973 as National Nutrition Week and has grown to encompass the entire month of March. Us dietitians, we really love to celebrate nutrition. But in 2008, we started to mark our first ever Registered Dietitian Day, which is actually coming up in a few days on March 10th. And it's really just an opportunity to honor and recognize all of the registered dietitians who really spend a lot of time trying to make our communities healthier. So, you know, a few things that you can focus on during National Nutrition Month is just working on personalizing your plate. There's no one size that fits all with healthy eating and nutrition. We're all unique. We have different bodies, goals, backgrounds, and taste preferences. And registered dietitians are specially equipped to tailor nutrition recommendations and eating plans to fit each unique person. So if you're really having trouble finding what works for you, maybe reach out to a registered dietitian. And what better month than March?
And one thing that's always talked about and is hard to do, I guess, an aspect. Not hard, but most people, or a lot of people anyway, let's put it that way, don't, is plan your meals. You know, I happen to be, you know, I try to do that, but then I tend to fall back into the, what sounds good today?
Oh, it's so tough. It's so tough, especially, you know, yesterday on Sunday, I had full intentions of prepping my breakfast for the week, and then I got to watching a really good Netflix show, and it just kind of went to the wayside, so I'll work harder on getting that done tonight. But, you know, that's a really good point, is focusing on taking care of yourself, and a lot of it does take planning. And, you know, if you're really wanting to celebrate National Nutrition Month, one way you can do it is by breaking the month up into weeks. So you could start out week one by making sure that you're eating a variety of foods every day. And then week two, which this is the hard part, like you said, work on planning those meals out, which is so tough. But work on planning them out, get to the grocery store, all of that good stuff, and then work in their culinary school skills or their kitchen skills. I know my knife skills could use some improvement, that's for sure. So maybe on the third week, focusing on that and you know, moving from there. And then maybe on week three, you could focus on some, or we'll focus on the skills on week three, but then maybe on week four, consult a registered dietitian. They are the experts, and kind of asking them what would be best for you.
Right. Now, of course, next week, you know, you have to focus on corned beef and stuff on next Wednesday, of course, you know. Of course,
hey, and you can fit corned beef into a healthy diet. Absolutely. You know, a Reuben sandwich actually has all of the food groups now, or minus fruit. It's missing fruit, but it has whole grain rye bread. It has your protein in the corned beef. It has cabbage on it, so there's your vegetable, mm-hmm. And it has cheese, so you're getting your dairy in there too.
Exactly. You mentioned that your German ancestors. Yeah, if I can even talk today, ancestry. But I have Irish ancestry, so it's always March is always a big month, you know.
Yeah, you have to celebrate with that corned beef and cabbage, or you know, you're eating a Reuben sandwich, or you can eat it as corned beef and cabbage with your potatoes and your cabbage and corned beef. That's a great meal too. So, you know, we can still celebrate and live life and embrace our cultures without letting go of a good healthy diet.
Right. You mentioned consulting with a dietitian, and you're a dietitian. I mean, you kind of went to school, you studied this, you learned a little bit more than what just the average person on the street does about nutrition and how it affects our health.
Yeah, I definitely did. And all of us actually at the Dairy Council are registered dietitians, and we spend a lot of time trying to educate the public on how important dairy is in a diet, but also all the food groups. And so we always are posting blogs on our website, and we're also always posting recipes, and those recipes are handpicked by us dietitians at the Dairy Council. So if you're ever looking for some healthy, well-rounded recipes to use at home, make sure to visit our website at www.scldairycouncil.org.
So, and I do know you have some good recipes on there because I've seen some of them before. So, you know, I mean, my recommendation, I will recommend people go there and just see what's all on there. Some very tasty recipes.
Yeah, and the recipe that we have for this month, for March, it has a ton of different food groups in it, several different cheeses. It's a Tuscan chicken pasta bake. And so it's got, you know, your grains in the noodles. It has vegetables as chicken and cheese. It is delicious. So if that sounds good to you, make sure to head to our website.
Right. And once again, what is that website address?
www.stldairycouncil.org.
So fairly simple there, stldairycouncil.org. And they can also follow you on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram, we're always posting nutrition information on there. This month we're highlighting some different dietitians in our community and the recipes that and the way that they like to personalize their plate with dairy. And yes, we post recipes and information on there constantly, and the handle for that is STL Dairy Council.
All right. Well, we're out of time, Kelsey, but thanks for talking with us today and kind of letting us know a little bit about National Nutrition Month.
Yeah, everybody have a great month.
All right. We will talk to you again in April when we'll have another theme. All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.